Howdy, Bing. What you gonna start off with today?
Well, I thought you might do the first song, Rosie.
Well, I'm sorry, partner. I'm still on my coffee break.
Okay, I'll sing then.
This may be your big opportunity.
You never can tell when it'll come.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, just let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, 'cause I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it's gonna tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum. You're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're the melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Mendelssohn and a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a real Jim Dandy. Yes, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're a National Gallery. You're Bob Hope's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Rosemary, I imagine you're more or less of an expert on children's stories, aren't you?
Well, yes, Ken. I think I qualify as a raconteur of tales for tiny tots. I tell lots of children's tales to my kids.
You have a large and receptive audience at home, I know that.
I have a high Nielsen indeed.
You ought to get renewed next year for sure. You know, it's amazing how children's stories come true, isn't it?
I guess they all come true sooner or later, somewhere, somehow.
For instance, you remember the story of the little Dutch boy, the leak in the dike?
I know that little Dutch hero well. He's the lad who held his finger in the leak in the dike and saved a whole town from being flooded.
Well, you know, just this month, that story came to life in a little town in Holland.
A little Dutch boy saved his village?
He sure did. You see, he heard water running late at night. He climbed out of bed, slipped into his wooden shoes. You see, his mother had a GE nightlight burning for
him. Oh, that's a good thinking, huh?
And he ran out and discovered that there was a leak in the dike.
There you are.
The boy sounded the alarm, volunteers arrived, repaired the dike, and the town was not damaged.
Little Dutch boys are apparently very good at that sort of thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they gotta be. It's interesting, though, that right here in 1960, a little Dutch boy performed the same brave deed as the boy in the famous old children's story, which was written many, many years ago, of course.
While we're on this subject, did you know that Little Red Riding Hood's story happened again just a few weeks ago up in Canada?
You mean Little Red Riding Hood was taking her grandmother a basket of cookies and she was overtaken by a wolf in the woods?
That's just about it. This little Canadian Red Riding Hood is 12 years old, and she was pursued not just by one wolf, but a whole pack of wolves.
What a predicament.
But she had the good sense to climb a tree. She realized that that was one thing the wolves couldn't do. After a bit, some woodsmen came along and rescued our modern Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, all the fables, children's stories, fairy tales, they all come true, I guess. All those adventures happen to real live people. That's why we enjoy them so much, I suppose.
I guess so. Right now, for instance, there's the Prince Charming story in reverse with Princess Charming, Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Margaret and her romance with Mr. Armstrong Jones.
Yeah, not too long ago, there was the Prince Charming story. The Prince Charming story involving Grace Kelly, who's now Princess Grace of Monaco.
Right. Prince Charming Rainier.
Oh, these old tales like history repeat and repeat.
They're so fantastic, they're true. Ah, what an opportune time to sing a romantic song dedicated, of course, to all princes and princesses charming who are holding hands and sighing deeply these spring days.
And nights.
Mustn't forget the nights.
No, no, no.
Buddy, let's do No Other Love.
Wishing that you could be watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt. From longing into your arms I'll fly. Locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love.
Again, there's still another new bunch of greeting cards from Norcross. Norcross Kissing Lips greeting cards. You open these cards, and first they smile at you, and then they kiss you. Now, if you wanted to slip someone a kiss, slip one of these new Norcross Kissing Lips greeting cards into the mail. Pick the cards with the N on the back and say it with kisses. They're the funniest thing since Bing's clothing.
Well, Rosemary, you all set?
You mean set for a duet?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, you know I'm always available.
What do we do for a song, do you think?
Well, let me see. How about Will You Still Be Mine?
Oh, I love it. That's a good tune. Written by Tom Adair and Matt Dennett.
That's the one.
Buddy. Hey, buddy, wake up, will you? Will You Still Be Mine, if you don't mind.
Ah, when lovers make no rendezvous, stroll along Fifth Avenue. When this familiar world is through, will you still be mine?
When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light the summer dark, when love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine?
When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancing,
and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy,
when glamour girls have lost their charms,
when sirens just mean false alarms,
when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine? starts to show for air. The way to play Monsieur Beaucaire. He'll rave and rant and tear his hair for fair. Will you still be mine?
When Catherine starts in teaching Bing, the way he ought to sing and swing, that day he may take back the ring.
You're my kid.
Will you still be mine?
When moonlight on the Hudson River's not romancing,
and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy,
when glamour girls have lost their charms,
when sirens just mean false alarms,
when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine?
Well, while you two are resting, why not let Buddy Cole and Ensemble take a charge for a while?
I think that would be wonderful. I think everybody would get a big charge out of it, too, I'm sure.
Buddy, looks like you're on. What's cooking, Bing?
Well, cooking is a song, as they say in Holland. That is, a song is cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a selection which enjoyed almost immediate success when it came out. It's become rather a standard, they tell me. This song came out 2 or 3 years ago in the television production of Our Town. Thornton Wilder's great play. It was introduced by Mr. Frank Sinatra, and the song is, of course, Love and Marriage, written by Mr. Jimmy Van Heusen and Mr. Sammy Kerr.
Very catchy one, if you pardon the cliché.
Catchy indeed, and also a rather rousing testimonial to amour, to say the least.
Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, well, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them. Well, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one without the other. I try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other.
Will you sing now, Rosie?
As a matter of fact, I have a new tune I'd like to do.
Oh, a new tune? Got a new thought?
No, very old thought, Bing.
What's the title?
I Love You.
Well, that's an old thought for a new thought. It happens every second, I guess.
Happens every split second.
And you can split that, too, if you want. I Love You is the big thought throughout the ages, I suppose. Well, let's have it, Rosemary. Cut on out now, Rosie.
That's it for today, friends. But we'll be back right at this very same spot at the very same time tomorrow.
Let's all regroup then, shall we?
Yes.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.